Well, good morning. Good morning to another Tuesday morning on Real Estate Talk. This is your host, Marianne Johnfin, the real estate lady, the best source for all your real estate needs. This morning, we are going to speak with the Independent Regulatory Commission. We're going to discuss their task and how it relates to real estate and all what they are doing in ensuring that our electricity and our development in that aspect is done well and maintained well. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Real Estate Talk with host Marianne Johnfin, the real estate lady, the best source for all your real estate needs. Real Estate Talk is aired on the big station, Q95 FM, every Tuesday morning from 10:15 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. Real Estate Talk is talking primarily on all things real estate, commercial and residential. We talk about the real estate market. We talk about the market conditions for buying and selling. We talk about choosing a professional real estate agent. We talk about financing your purchase and finding the right property. We engage the experts with specific roles in the process of buying and selling real estate. Real Estate Talk every Tuesday on Q95 FM from 10:15 a.m. with host Marianne Johnfin.
Okay, and welcome back. We have in studio with me, Mr. Julian Felix. He is with the Independent Regulatory Commission. And he's telling me it's Felix Julian. Mm-hmm. I said Julian Felix, but it's Felix Julian, my apology. So we are here with the Independent Regulatory Commission, and Mr. Felix Julian is here to discuss what they are doing with the IRC and the consultation that you're going to have soon and all what you do. Good morning, sir, and welcome.
Good morning, Marianne, and good morning to your listeners. And I'd like to thank you very much for inviting me and, by extension, the Independent Regulatory Commission to your program to discuss our upcoming consultation on the Dominica National Code of Practice for Electrical Wiring, which will be held on Thursday, September 26th, this Thursday at La Flamboyant Hotel from 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay, so let's go into that. Why a national code of practice for the electrical, for electrical wiring? Why is that necessary now in this time?
Well, in Dominica, we adopted the British standards after independence. It kind of, because we were British, we automatically used that standard. But what we found is that that standard is not as accessible as it should be for all our electricians. The wording is kind of tough and difficult to understand. And it's open to, in some areas, it's open to a sort of a wide interpretation, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to have a standard that was, that we are able to work on locally, that people can give input in, that we can amend as the years go by, that we can exercise some level of sovereignty in that case, and that we have something that's worded in a more understandable way, mm-hmm. and it's more definite, and our electricians, our installers, our homeowners, our businesses can relate to better, and also that we have a greater level of access to the standard, so people can get it very affordably at a reasonable price, because you have to buy most standards, you have to buy them, right? Mm-hmm. And we didn't have a lot of access to the IEE British standard, and so we found that it was necessary to come up with our own local standard in Dominica, national standard.
So have the electricians shown interest? Are they coming on board? Have they called your interest of participating? How is that going?
Well, that's the reason for the consultation, Marianne. Often when you do certain things like that, the response is not very, as much as you would like. It's basically the IRC, together with the Dominica Bureau of Standards and a broad cross-section of organizations, put together a committee, a national committee. It's called the National Electrotechnical Committee. And that committee is the one who is developing standards in the electrotechnical area. So when you develop a standard, it has to go out for public comment, and that right. particular document, the National Code, has been in public comment for now, period now, for more than 2 months. And so we have had very limited comments. So the consultation is geared towards getting people to understand the process, to be more interested in the standard. And then after that consultation, there'll be a further period when people can make comments on the standard, get involved, say that they would like to see some changes in this area or that area. And then after that, we will have a final draft that will go to the Dominica National Standards Council, the National Standard Council, and then it would go.
So once that is done, the standards are set. Mm-hmm. Will we be seeing electricians certified mandatory before engaging the publics with their service?
This process is not intended to deal with certification of electricians, mm-hmm. right? That's a separate process for a separate group of people.
Okay.
What this process is doing is setting the standard that everybody should, but that buildings, whether they're commercial, domestic, mm-hmm. etc., must adhere to from an electrical point of view,
right.
and that the installers must adhere to those standards and install according to those standards, right? That's what we're doing. Certification of electricians is also something that the commission is interested in and will participate in along with other stakeholders in the process.
Okay. Well, that's good news. At least, you know, we're getting things organized, done well, so that our real estate can be developed and in a way that everybody can be happy or is done well. Can you just, for those of us who don't know much about the IRC, would you be able to give us a briefing as to what the IRC is about and its role in our community?
Yes, Marion, I can do that. The commission really is the body in Dominica that is responsible for regulating the electricity sector, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a regulator would look at certain things like the quality of service, consumer protection, the price of electricity, the rate structure, and overseeing the financial responsibility of the utility, like approving certain capital investments that they can make,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to a certain extent, protecting the environment to a certain extent as it relates to the electrical sector.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so an electric utility is often tended to be what they call a natural monopoly. That means that in a certain area, they are a sole provider, right? That's no longer the case in all parts of the electricity sector. For instance, here in Dominica, the generation side has been liberalized so that everybody can get involved in generation, mm-hmm. right? Anybody can have their own generation facilities for themselves. And when there is need for capacity to be added to the grid, that process, it will be open to all participants to mm-hmm. participate in, to provide a bid, etc. All right? But from the transmission and distribution point of view, mm-hmm. most utilities are still monopolies. And so what a regulator does really is kind of simulate competition. They're supposed to provide sort of the same benefits that competition would give you in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
right? So they would look out for the common good, the public interest, right? And so they would both try and protect the sector in terms of having a strong utility, and also protect the consumer in terms of making sure that they're not paying too much and that the service that they get is of a sufficiently high standard.
Okay. In reference to tariff, you regulate the tariff. Had you had the opportunity or the opportunity to discuss or deal with Domlec with reference to tariff, where you disagree or the Domlec disagree with you in directing them as to how their tariff should be?
Well, since the formation of the regulator, there's been one period where the tariff was under review. That didn't reach its conclusion. There was some back and forth between us and the regulator, and that typically happens with any regulatory situation in that the utility and the regulator may have strong disagreements as to what the actual needs are, because the utility have a certain interest to maximize
profits
for its shareholders, mm-hmm. and the regulator may think that only a certain level is required because you must also think about the consumer, mm-hmm. and so on. So that sort of disagreement is it happens, mm-hmm. but in our present situation, we are looking forward to retaking up that process in the very near future. That's all I would say about that.
Well, okay, on that note, let's mm-hmm. take a quick break. We are speaking to Mr. Felix Julian of the Independent Regulatory Commission. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Real Estate Talk with host Marian Johnfin, the Real Estate Lady, the best source for all your real estate needs. Real Estate Talk is aired on the big station, Q95 FM, every Tuesday morning from 10:15 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. Real Estate Talk is talking primarily on all things real estate, commercial and residential. We talk about the real estate market. We talk about the market conditions for buying and selling. We talk about choosing a professional real estate agent. We talk about financing your purchase and finding the right property. We engage the experts with specific roles in the process of buying and selling real estate. Real Estate Talk every Tuesday on Q95 FM from 10:15 a.m. with host Marian Johnfin.
Welcome back, Real Estate Talk. I'm with Mr. Felix Julian. He's the utility engineer at the Independent Regulatory Commission. And we are discussing the role and the consultation that they're having and the need for really their function really in our community. You said earlier, sir, that we are in a new generation competition, and the new generation have the opportunity to create their own electricity. You're talking about solar panel, wind harvesting and stuff like that. Where do you come in that matter if it's an independent?
Well, there are really two areas of generation that market participants can get involved in. One is any homeowner does have the right to have their own generation, like a backup generator for when power goes, or if you decide to put in a solar system to supplement your generation, you have the right to do that as well. If you're connected to the grid under those circumstances, you must have a license from the Independent Regulatory Commission, mm-hmm. from us. And you can't do it otherwise. You have the right to make the application and to do it, but you must get license in order to do that. If you are off-grid, then you don't need to be licensed in order to have your own generation, right? But that's only if you are below 20 kilowatts. If you're off-grid and above 20 kilowatts, then you would need a license from the commission. And the other sector is the utility scale. That right. means what Domlec would be involved in and other independent power producers. And at that level, only the commission would decide when new generation needs to come onto the grid. Mm-hmm. And they would say that the grid needs so much generation. Let's say the grid would need 3 megawatts of new generation. The commission would put that out to, mm-hmm. in a public tender, and all market participants can make a bid to provide that generation, including Domlec, the utility. Mm. And then the commission would make a decision as to who would provide, based on price, based on experience, based on conditions, would select someone to provide that power.
So in other words, you're saying that the local, the man on the street has the opportunity to provide electricity to Domlec?
Is that I wouldn't say the man on the street, but if the man on the street has experience, right, and can provide it at a better price, mm-hmm, than other people, and also under the right conditions with the right quality, everything is as it should be, then yes.
Is there any concern for Domlec survival, with persons, more and more persons are creating their own electricity? Is there concerns for Domlec survival?
Well, utilities in the modern world, with the advent of so much more what's called distributed generation that people can set up, are always concerned about it. But that concern is not always, and doesn't always have to be, an issue of having a negative attitude towards it. It's really a question of looking after the public interest in terms of what's best for everyone, in terms of the price, in terms of the quality of service, in terms of affordability. So really, it's not a question of danger for the utility. It's what set of technologies can provide us with power reliably, and at the least cost, mm-hmm, for the consumer. And for most of the time, that is still, in today's world, even with all the new technology, it is still having a strong, effective utility, supplemented by a lot of renewable generation, because, mm-hmm, right now, the renewable generation is cheaper than the old fossil fuel generation. Right. So right now, the world over, more and more of the generation that's being installed is actually renewable energy. Right.
Wow. Okay. Now, real estate or electricity regulations, how does it mesh, or how does it complement real estate development?
Well, getting back to what we are focusing on with the consultation,
yes,
really, homeowners and owners of buildings, whether they're commercial, industrial, etc.,
all
right, mm-hmm, they need to adhere to the electrical code, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever code that exists at the moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that will allow them to have a safe facility, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the most important reasons for having a standard in any country is for safety of the installers, safety of the general public, safety of equipment and property, all right? You wouldn't want your nice new house that you built to burn down because of an electrical fire or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that all starts with installing according to the standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a direct impact for property owners, mm-hmm, in terms of adhering to whatever the national code is. And so this Thursday afternoon at the La Flamboyant Hotel from 4:30,
mm,
we will be having this public consultation to deal with the Dominica National Code of Practice Electrical Wiring.
What are some of the codes that are you going to be discussing?
It's all related to how do you properly set up installation for a home, for a business, for a commercial or industrial entity, right? What sort of rules does the electrician follow? How much spacing, for example, in an electrical room,
mm-hmm,
between the cabinet and the door, between the cabinet and when and the working area that the electrician has,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
What sort of amperage would be allowed for a certain type of wire? What sort of power factor that is required for certain types of buildings. Mm-hmm. There are lots of rules, including something, for example, like how much lighting should be in particular working areas, mm-hmm. again, for the safety right. of the people working in the area and of the general public. Mm-hmm. You know, and so there are a whole range of issues that will be addressed by the national code.
Okay, so just again, for those who don't have not gotten it, you have in a national code of practice for electricians.
Not for electricians, but for electrical wiring really. Okay. That the electricians will be the ones that use the code in order to have a safe installation of any type of building, right? Mm-hmm. So that will be this Thursday, the 26th, at 4:30 p.m. at the La Flamboyant Hotel. Really, okay. And we're really inviting electricians and anybody that's involved. It could be people who are importers of electrical equipment.
Right.
It could be homeowners, mm-hmm. Contractors, anybody that's involved in the sector to come. And even after the consultation, there are still the document will still be up for public consultation, mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. review, mm-hmm. and all members of the general public can get involved in improving the standard.
So even after the consultation, are you open, your doors are open for persons to come to you, mm-hmm. I'm building a house, what should I, you know, my the electrician or whoever doing my work?
No. That's not what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't come to us. A homeowner wouldn't come to us. Somebody who's in this particular process, what we're doing is developing a standard.
Right.
So people who are interested, it can be a homeowner who's interested in what the standard should be, right? Mm-hmm. They can look at that document, critique it, and say, oh, in here, in paragraph whatever, I disagree that the spacing should be X, Y, or Z, and mm-hmm. I think it should be that, and here are the reasons, et cetera, et cetera. And then when the committee looks at it, they might say, that's a reasonable suggestion. Let's change that to the new standard, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm talking about. The public can make
an
comments
input.
And input and improve mm-hmm. the process.
Well, it's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Any last words?
Well, I would just like to invite the public, again, the particularly the electricians, the contractors, the suppliers of electrical equipment, to attend the consultation at 4:30 p.m. this Thursday at La Flamboyant Hotel. And I would like to thank you again, Marion, for making this invitation. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome in developing our real estate, every part.
Yes, thank you.
We are like an octopus, and every tentacle have sockets, and all of us have to do our part to create what we call our Dominica. Après bon Dieu, c'est la terre.
Yes, excellent.
So on that note, this has been another program of Real Estate Talk. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any comments or have any idea for a show, please call me at 225-2121. You may also contact me at sales@diamondrealtydominica.com. That's sales@diamondrealtydominica.com. If you are buying, if you're selling your property, if you have a property for rent, I am a real estate broker. Please call me 225-2121. Until next time, God bless.